I'm on.
I have began recording.
See this?
What is this? Conor McGregor wearing the jersey. Who slept with Mayweather's Weather's wife?
What?
Oh, God, he's so good at this.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Classic.
Who is it? Monte Ellis?
Number 23.
Oh.
Warriors.
Well, that's an old Warriors jersey. I think that happened a while ago.
It did happen a while ago. Yeah.
I think it's Monte Ellis.
That's funny.
He has it done to a science.
He does. He does. He thinks about this shit. He's just like, I can't do an Irish accent, but he's just like, what will I do tomorrow?
Trolling is an art, man.
Yeah, it is. And he's the king at the moment.
Jamie's just trolled us right there.
Like, I thought...
It's Anne.
Well, he's for sure winning the trolling, but...
Who knows about the fight?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the fight's going to be fucking boring as shit.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's the least... It's the part I care about least. Nah, I like fighting, though, but...
Should be good. Well, I don't know. Probably be pretty bad.
I think it'll be boring.
Yeah. That's what everyone's like saying, especially after like how the last few rounds with Mayweather have gone, or I mean, last few fights with him.
Mm-hmm.
Have gone.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad. That's awesome, though.
Ratzo Splatoon. Yep.
This was on everyone's minds.
Wait, real quick, before we start, welcome to the 5 Gamers Podcast. With us today, we got Jamie.
What's up?
Bento.
What's up?
Ivan.
Yep.
Fernando.
Woo.
This week, I went last. Don't worry, guys. I kept my ego in check.
Good.
Feels good. Feels good. It's hard to be humble, honestly. This humble all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was listening to Kendrick Lamar's Humble, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, he's
bitch,
right.
Bitch, be humble.
Yeah.
Bitch, sit down.
Exactly. I was just like, you know what, Kendrick Lamar, you're right. And then I didn't listen to the rest of his album because that was the only good song on it.
Is it really?
It's not a good album.
Damn.
I didn't like it, at least. If you listen to one album, listen to Big Sean's. That's the best.
Like, that's out now?
Yeah, that's out now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, what would you have we been playing this week? Fuck it, let's just talk about Splatoon 2.
Because that's literally all I've been playing.
Oh, shit. I've been playing Digimon World as well.
Oh, yeah, I seen that, the new one, yeah?
Oh, no, the old one that I hated.
Oh.
Well, why would you go back to that? You're so weird.
So, what had happened is, I felt like, you know that Pokemon thing that happens to me every once in a while where yeah. I need to play Pokemon? I was just like,
for Digimon?
That's the thing. I was just like, I wonder if it'll work if I just need digital monsters. And it did work. I watched a tutorial on it this time instead of just going in blind.
Yeah.
And I got it.
Oh, okay.
It was actually kind of sad because remember how I was talking about how complicated it is and everything is stupid?
Yeah.
And then this guy, he's just like, yeah, I played Digimon World 1. It was freaking awesome. And Digimon World 3. And then as he's playing this one, he's just like, man, they really streamlined this game. I was just like, oh, what?
Damn.
Yeah. But no, once you understand how to feed, it's still not as good, obviously, as Cyber Sleuth, but it's all right. It's all right. It was serviceable. And it killed my Pokemon itch.
Well, I mean, it's also, like, super different than Cyber Sleuth, right? So,
yeah. The only thing I hate about this game is... I'm just going to get it out of the way quick before we go to Splatoon 2. Is how the Digivolution works. Because if we were going to compare it to Pokemon, right? It'd be like... It makes you pick a starter. So, if I was to pick Squirtle... But then Squirtle could evolve into anything. Like, it could all of a sudden evolve into, like, Charmeleon. And it's just like, what the fuck? No, I wanted a War Turtle. And it's just like, and then Charmeleon evolves into Venusaur. And it's just like, that is not what I wanted at all.
Yeah, because I thought even Digimon had their own set path, usually.
It does in
the show.
Cyber Sleuth.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's what's weird. It's just this one. And then you have to, once you get it to a champion stage, then you can return it to an egg form.
Mm.
And then you have to, like, play with the stats in order to evolve it perfectly. And I'm just like, what? Oh, my God.
That is, sounds a lot of work.
It is, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
A lot of grinding, though. I'm not... I like grinding, but... Man, it feels like a lot of grinding.
But pretty much you just need to, like, temper your expectations, and then you'll be like, okay, I get this game now.
And watch a tutorial, maybe, just
real quick. Okay.
To get, like, why they cry so much, because they're constantly crying about something. They're like, oh, either we gotta go poo, or we gotta go eat, or we gotta go... We gotta do this. We gotta sleep. We're tired. And it's just like, shut the fuck up, Digimon. It's like a digital monster. You have no feelings.
Oh, it's like Tamagotchi.
Yeah, exactly like Tamagotchi.
God damn. Yeah, damn.
I have to. But yeah, surprisingly, I had fun with it.
Did you beat it?
No, it's super long.
Oh, okay. Are you still gonna?
Yes, I'm going to continue playing it.
There is a story to it, though?
There is. Oh, okay. There is. You're all suddenly thrown into the digital world, and you're trying to understand why.
Oh.
So no more FF12?
I'm going to postpone it a little bit.
Why? You're just not feeling FF12 right now?
Not feeling FF. Not that I didn't like the game, but I just not feeling it right now.
Did you play the original one?
Of FF12?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No. Is the combat throwing you off?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Were you able to play any more this week?
Of FF12?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I went to Digital Monsters, and then from Digital Monsters, I went to Splatoon 2.
Oh, okay. So now it's Splatoon 2?
Yeah, unless Jamie's got something.
Well.
I mean, like, for you.
Oh, for me, Splatoon 2. It's just Splatoon 2. Yes.
Understandable.
And then I Splatooned hard. I finally connected it to my TV.
Oh, yeah. This game made you do that, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. It was just like, I'm trying to connect it. Didn't it seem like it lasted long, though?
No. It did not last long.
I found it so much easier on TV.
It is a little bit easier. I feel like I'm better, if really? That makes any sense. Yeah, with the controller.
That's what I was saying. Because I was using Pro Controller.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Pro Controller on TV... It just feels so much easier. You can just see so much more. And just, I was telling Ivan the controls. Because the sticks are way bigger and way longer. So you got a better range of motion for aiming. Right? So it's just generally easier, I thought.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the bigger screen. Because I don't have a Pro Controller. I have just the one where you stick it in. And yeah, I just felt like I was playing a lot better on the TV.
Interesting. I might have to give that a shot.
But my preferred method is handheld because...
It's better.
Because I just like handheld. But I'm better. I'm a lot better on TV. If ever we're like, we need to go pro mode...
Yeah.
I gotta put in the TV.
What if I try it and I'm worse? Nah, I'll just stick to handheld. I think I'm pretty good at handheld.
Never works.
I think it's mostly just being able to see a bit better...
Oh, okay.
You can just see more, kind of, I find, on the TV. So you can kind of see where enemies are, and just because you have a bigger picture, as I've found. This is the first time I played it handheld, though. I've played all TV up until now.
Oh, maybe your eyes are getting a little bad.
Maybe.
Oh, four eyes, four eyes. One of us.
Do a lot better on FPSs or shooters in general on a bigger screen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, because I have, like, the big, my TV, and then I had the smaller, like, mobile TV, right? And that's how I found that out.
I remember people used to say they'd rather play Halo on a smaller screen than a big screen. Why? Like, they play better on a smaller screen for some reason.
Because you think you can see everything.
That's weird.
I think it's... You can't have a TV that's too big where you have to move your head around.
Right.
Mm.
It has to be just right size or you can just see everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
And see the details as well. Like, that's really why you want to be able to play on a bigger screen. To see, like, oh, I see the movement of, like, people farther in the distance.
No, but I'm saying people preferred smaller.
Yeah, I know. But, like, how he's saying, you need a certain... It needs to be...
Can't
a
be
right
too
size.
Big.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a lot of people play on monitors, right? And they like that better.
Yeah
that's
right.
Weird. Maybe it's just, maybe back then.
Well, even a monitor is a lot bigger than the Switch screen.
That's true.
I mean, it looks good and everything. It's fine. On a TV, it's... You see the map better and everything.
Maybe. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I'm not promising anything, though.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm probably going to stick to handheld, though. And I'm going to practice with it hard. Like, try to get better.
Did you up your sensitivity, then?
No, because I can't catch people. Like, I suck at killing people.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's actually, the way the workaround is, I try to avoid fights.
Yeah.
So, if I see conflict, I'll go somewhere else and paint some more.
That's kind of what you do, right? I remember you saying in Splatoon 1.
No, now I just balls to the wall right into the fight.
Because I know Splatoon 1, you always said that you, like, basically avoided conflict. You didn't even really try to kill people.
Yeah, no, this one I'm like hunting people down. Where the fuck are you, little bitch?
As a ruler?
I won't avoid. If I'm, I kind of just make a decision. Less like, I'm going to paint here. If there's someone there, fuck them. Hopefully I kill them.
Yeah. Actually, as a roller, I try, I'd say just as much. But what I do is I like swim to them and hope that they turn their back on me.
Yeah. No, I'll be like going one way and then I see two people. I'm like, oh, and then I'd octopus swim to the other side. And I'm like, this side's a lot better.
If there's two people, I mean, you're not going to win a 2v1, man. Like,
exactly. Well, I barely win 1v1. So.
No, when I was watching, you just destroyed two people.
That was desperation. Like, we were losing and it was getting pretty close to the end. And I was just like, all right, well, I can't avoid this at this point.
Yeah, you gotta buy the roller. I think you'd like that. It'll be, it'll play to your painting nature. Just da 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 da.
And I like the, actually, I think my preferred is either the jetpack or the slam now, because the thing is, sometimes you do run into that one person. So if I could have that slam, so that, like, I slam the guy, and then I can continue my work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best feeling, too, when you get them with the slam. You're just an idiot.
Yeah. Especially when they're trapped in a corner.
Yo, yeah.
It's like they're, like, nowhere to go, and then you're just like, ah!
Sometimes I'll, like, see someone coming and just hit it, and then they just walk right into it for some reason.
Nice.
Because, yeah.
They're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, oh, fuck it. I'm not getting out of here.
And it's nice to see that nice paint splatter as well from the slam. You get a good amount of paint, so then you can octopus up.
The thing I like about the jetpack, though, is you get to shoot what... Because I just spam the rockets.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and you shoot as much as you can, right?
Yeah, and like each splatter of the rocket equals the same amount of paint as like one of those slams.
Yeah.
So you're just like, do way more paint.
For sure. The slam seems like it's more of a defensive maneuver.
Like, yeah, like, oh shit, there's two guys around me. I'm going to use this or something.
Whereas yours is like way more just like fully attack. You just lob it way into the...
Yeah, I basically try to like get as close to their area as possible and then use it. And then you're just like trying to shoot them, but you're also covering a bunch of paint.
Yeah. I find the other special, the rocket launcher or artillery.
Mm-hmm.
Is nice if you can get it right off the get-go, because then they're all in one place, and you can usually kill one or two or three in one hit, because they're not ready for it.
Not really expecting it yet, maybe exactly. Even. Yeah.
I feel like it's just because I find it so easy to avoid that I just assume people aren't stupid enough to get hit by it, but that's my thing.
Right, yeah.
Just because I forget people are pretty dumb.
I think a lot of people... But
that artillery, like, sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, the only time it ever works for me is if I, like, if I rush them. So I gotta get my special up right off the bat. Like, I just run straight in a line and just keep covering as much as possible to get it as quickly as possible. And then I, like, look for their home base. And they're usually, like, still grouped somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And that's the only time it ever works. Otherwise, yeah. No.
They gotta like fix something about it. Just they give you such a warning, like literally a giant circle goes around you. I'm like, really, fam? Like,
yeah, you just swim away.
Yeah, I'm just like octopus up and then just swim away. Yeah,
it should just like, I don't know. The rain cloud is pretty good. It should just do that because then you can't swim away.
Yeah, the rain cloud. I haven't even used it, but against it, it kind of sucks. It just puts up a rain cloud, and then it just pours down the paint of your color.
Oh.
It's just raining that.
Jeez.
Yeah, so as fast as you can paint, it just fills it with the other color.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you get, like, hit if you're not out of there.
Exactly, yeah.
Again, that one's probably not really for killing people, because you probably get out of there pretty easily.
Yeah.
But it covers, like, that spot with pure paint.
Yeah.
Which is the real point.
Exactly. If you can get winning. The high ground.
Yeah. I mean, it's really fun, just like the other one. Like, it's pretty addicting and fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, getting all the gear is pretty fun, too, and changing all that around.
I think it's more addicting because it is handheld, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I'm just, like, in bed playing Splatoon. I'm just on the couch playing Splatoon.
Just doing whatever. Yeah, it's just like everything's better on Switch, right?
Exactly. Because you can
play it anywhere you want.
And it looks really good, which is nice. I mean, it's not like they have to do much to make it look good, but yeah.
Yeah, like, I really like the character designs and all the gear and stuff. Like, like lots of it looks pretty cool. It seems like there's more variety this time.
Yeah.
Of stuff.
Have you guys even tried the single player?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
I played like, you know, you kind of go into like a hub area.
Yeah.
Did you try it?
No, I haven't even.
Oh, so yeah. You go like into a hub area, and then there's different missions in there from the hub area. So I did one mission basically.
Okay.
And that's it.
She's really funny.
Yeah, I keep seeing, like, she keeps dropping every time I go near her.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, to get to the single player, you just go down the grate, right? You just turn into a squid and fall down there.
But then I'm just like, yeah, I want to do multiplayer.
Really?
So satisfying for some reason.
I love how quick, like, the matches are so fast. Mm. Like, what are they, like, 2-3 minutes?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. So you're kind of... Even if you're getting worked, it only lasts 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
And then go to the next one, and you're like, all right, like, it just goes so fast.
Yeah, well, not even that, like, because the first minute is almost, it feels like you're trying to get to the halfway point.
And then once you get to the first minute, you're just like covering enough ground to get your special until you meet at the halfway point.
And then once you're at the halfway point around the 2 minute mark, then you start realizing you're getting worked. It's like as they're like making their way up, and you're like, oh no. By that time, you're like, it's just like a minute and a half of just pain and suffering.
Oh, really? That's why when I was playing as the dual ease, it's just like once you get to the halfway point, that's when I start to work. It's just like, all right.
Oh, okay.
Cleared away from my teammates.
Yeah. Yeah, you basically just want to cover as much ground on the way to there to get your special. So then when you meet halfway, you can. Use
special
that.
Up.
Special it up.
Yeah. Meeting rulers as the dualies, though, it's like, yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know, if they don't really sneak up on you or something, you have an advantage with a gun because you can just, you know, back away and shoot them from distance.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen them try to splash me. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you feel? Like, the gameplay is pretty much the same as one. This is kind of your first one.
Yeah. No, it's ridiculously fun.
Yeah.
I want to play right now. Like, I didn't even want to do the podcast. Jamie would be mad. Jamie would be like, I came for nothing.
I came for
I don't know Popeyes. What accent I just gave him, but...
You gave me, like, a Mexican accent.
Yeah, that was weird.
There's a couple dumb things.
Mostly
just to do, like, typical Nintendo Online type.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we wanted to play as a group in a party, but the only way to do that is to play private matches, so you can't even, like, go around together in the, like, online playlist or whatever. So that's pretty fucking stupid. And then also even the Salmon Run mode, if you want to play it online, it's only available at certain times.
What?
Yeah. So you go over to it and it will say, like, between this time and this, or you can look on the app, it will tell you like between this time and this time is salmon run.
Oh my god.
You can do it locally at any time.
Oh, okay.
So like, yeah, since we're local, but to play online salmon run, it's only like between time points.
Oh geez, maybe they're like, so their server is like limited, that's why they have to like switch, turn on a switch.
But that's the one problem we haven't, or at least I haven't had, but I haven't had, is that I haven't dropped from any games.
Yeah.
None, me neither. Whatsoever.
Not. There's been like maybe a couple lobbies where it's taken a little bit to find, to fill up. But for the most part, it's really fast.
Yeah.
And I guess Ivan was saying like some of the matchmaking, though, like matching up with the same levels.
Mm. Yeah, that is...
isn't perfect, but, I mean, sometimes would you rather just get in and play or wait for them to find people of a similar level?
Yeah, yeah.
So the eternal struggle between connection-based matchmaking or skill-based matchmaking?
Yeah.
That's true.
But getting into a game has not been a problem. It's just, yeah, just a couple, like, typical Nintendo Online type... yeah, things that they limit you with.
Sounds like early 2000s, like, yeah, internet. Like,
really? Like, we can't just party up and jump around as a team? Because now the only way we can play together is you go into the lobby, you look at your friends, and then it just shows, like, oh, Ivan is joinable. You join in with him, but then it just randomly will put you on a team, so half the time you're not even playing on the same team. You're in the same match, but it's not really the same, right? Usually when you lobby up and stuff, you just want to play with your friends. So right now, the only way you could do that is if we had like 8 players all in a private match.
Yeah.
To be fair, I mean, it's not the only game who has that problem. I think, Fernando, do you remember like Plants vs. Zombies? Like, if even if you were in a group, I think they prioritize balance over anything. So if you were in a group of 4, like, usually 2 of you would be split up to be on the different teams.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not just...
I don't know. I feel like the reason that you're partied up with friends is because you want to play with your friends.
Yeah, I know, for sure. Team. For sure.
I mean, it's okay playing against a person, but obviously you prefer to play on their team each time.
Yeah. I think it works better with smaller groups like 4v4 and all that, or 6v6. But like once it hits like 32, it's just like, oh, all right. Like, so with Splatoon, since it's 4v4, yeah, like there should be no reason why it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, like if all 3 of us want to party up and they just stick us on the same team and give us 1 random each time.
Mm.
You know what, Jamie? If I have 32 friends,
it should just
be able to play with them.
It should just be possible.
Yeah,
like why? Right now. Why is that not possible? Like you said, is this fucking 2005?
Yeah.
Also, like, this isn't ranked match, right? Like, I'd understand if you can't play together in ranked.
Mm.
Because they want to maybe do a little more balancing for rank.
Actually, with rank, like, it's more important to have a team, I would think.
Yeah, like, but like balancing is probably a little more important ranked, right?
No, with rank, like, you want like a squad, like you want to be a full matchmate.
Like, but I think you don't want like a level 17 guy on their team, and you're a bunch of fives.
Yeah,
how do you? Because obviously, getting to level 10 gives you ranked, but then there's that other one. It's called League Battles.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Do you know
is.
How that works? I wonder, like, if it's a league.
Maybe
if
you'd be able to form a team. A 3-man, yeah.
That'd be curious. Maybe, but once you unlock League Battles.
Is that a new thing for Splatoon 2?
I don't remember if that was in 1 or not.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't even think I really did much ranked in 1. Kind of just stuck to casual.
No, I didn't even touch ranked. I don't actually think I even got to level 10.
In 1?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is funny because I'm at level 7 already.
After a weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. It starts to slow down quite a bit. Like, it took me quite a few matches to get from 9 to 10.
Word. But what was the highest you guys got up to, Splatoon 1?
I think I got to level 6 or possibly 8.
Damn.
I know I didn't get to 10, though. That's about, yeah.
I don't remember. I'd have to look. I think I got quite a bit higher than that.
Okay.
Maybe like 15.
Okay, 17. But like, how far did you meet people? Like, what level were they at? Is there like prestige? Is there level 99 or?
I don't remember.
No, don't you max out at 20?
Then you prestige?
And then, well, then you start just doing ranked matches.
Well, ranked unlocks at level 10 in this one. Like, I could start doing ranked now. But then everyone would be over level 10 at that point, right?
Yeah. Well, and at that point...
What's the perks of doing ranked versus the other one? Do you know?
Better gear? No? Well...
Oh, maybe. I would think. I don't know what the perks are.
Have to look, I guess.
Nintendo is watching and wants you to join an esports team. Yeah. They only watch the ranked games.
Yeah, and then I guess something I haven't tried yet is using, like, we haven't tried the voice chat. Because I think you pretty much have to be in a private match, right?
Yep.
To use the voice chat, which you use through the app, right? I remember hearing all that.
That's all kind of ridiculous.
Yep, it is. And apparently the app has to be open at all times for the chat to work.
Wow.
If you press home button to get out of the app, you drop out of the voice chat.
Wow.
So it's basically just got to like sit there with the app open on your phone.
They need
and
a...
you can't multitask. You can't do anything else on your phone. You're going to get dropped.
You're going to need a desktop app for that, I guess, at some point.
They're just going to... Like, why can't they just make it work on the console?
I think they just don't have experience with it, right? So, like, Because I'm pretty sure people, like, don't have the source code for, like, what Xbox and PlayStation does. That's my thinking. Like, they have to come up with them themselves.
Like Vita does voice chat on console. Like, even 3DS on some of them, you can do voice chat. Like, why can't they just fucking figure it out? Put it on the console. Why do you have to use this dumb app? That's got to be the biggest drawback at this point with Switch. The online functionality is pretty shit. But it's Nintendo, I guess.
But still, like, this is the one system, like, if their online was, like, bang on... It'd have so much more adoption rates, I would think.
Yeah.
Especially. I
mean, hopefully, eventually, they take the criticism and then update it or something. Because I like having companion apps. Like, it's cool to go in Splatoon, see your stats, get, like, look at separate gear, like, all that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm probably just never going to use the voice chat because it's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, just use Skype.
Yeah, if you really want to do voice chat, you just got to use something else pretty much.
Just use an in-game one, man.
There is no in-game.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, there should be an in-game one.
Oh. Yeah. But the problem with in-game ones usually is that everyone can be a part of it, right?
That's why we come into like parties. The only time I'm ever gonna voice chat, usually in any video game,
is when you're in a party.
Yeah, in a party.
Yeah.
Because then usually party like overrides, right?
Yeah.
Because then you're just talking to your party. That's it.
But like, I find a lot of co-op games are starting to do like opt-in voice chat.
Oh yeah.
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 Which that's fine as well.
Yeah.
Because like for randoms, even in pretty much any game, I'm never gonna voice chat.
No, never.
Randoms so, the only time I'll ever voice chat is with friends.
I, like, opt in to, like, hear if people are trying to say something, if we need to, like, coordinate. But, like, every time I've jumped to opt in, I've seen them opt in, so I opt in, and then no one says anything. It's just like, oh, yeah. Okay. You had the same idea as I did.
Well, I mean, at least you're listening.
Yeah.
I suppose. But, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, they're small drawbacks. Like, the game's still really fun. It just kind of sucks try to play with someone.
I'd say that's actually probably a pretty big one, because you play multiplayer games not necessarily to make friends. Like, you have friends that you want to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Not being able to talk to them, not being able to group up with them is huge. If the game was a little less, not as good as it is, let's say, that might prevent a lot of people from playing, because then it's like, oh, I keep getting owned. I'm not playing with my friends. What's the point of this game then?
Or, I don't know, like, having to play against your friends as well. Like,
yeah.
When we get into a match, like, literally every single time I'm just crossing my fingers I'm on your team.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you're not on my team, it's like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the matches are only 3 minutes long, and then hopefully next time you get on the team, but...
But it should just default to that. I don't know why.
Yeah, it should.
They have.
If you join your friend, it should just stick you on their team every time.
I never want to be on Ivan's team again.
We haven't even been on the team before.
Exactly. Because I keep believing.
Oh, I see. The insults have gotten too much.
Yes. You have dishonored my name. Tricky is the name.
Hopefully they do a new Splatfest soon.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. They have announced one for Europe.
They did announce one for Europe?
Yeah. You're going to hate it, though.
Uh-oh.
It's mayo versus ketchup.
Ooh.
Neither.
If I had to choose.
Yo, man, it's mayo every time.
What?
I would, if I had to eat one of those, I would, like, if someone had a gun to my head, because that's the only time I would eat one, I would choose ketchup.
Yeah, I think I would choose.
Man, have you ever mixed the two and made special sauce? So good.
Yeah, special sauce.
I prefer using hot sauce and mixing that with mayo.
You might as well just mix period blood and jizz together. That's basically what those two things are.
Jeez.
No, when I have a hot dog, I just like, oh man, it's just I like both.
Yeah.
Like, I love putting mayo on a hot dog and I love ketchup. That's literally what I put on everything. It's mayo and ketchup.
Ooh. Tough call for you then, eh?
Well, today I had fries and I just ate them with ketchup.
Okay.
So based on that, I'm going to go.
Oh, you bastard.
I just go on whichever you want. Like, I wouldn't even fight you
because
I like both.
Well, I would just have to let you guys pick because I fucking.
Like, Heinz has the fine product of ketchup. And then Hellman's has a fine product of mayo.
Mm-hmm. But the other day,
we're supposed to not eat Heinz in Canada anymore.
How come?
Because they moved all of the Heinz ketchup factories. They closed all the Canadian ones.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right. Mayo it is.
What? You don't have to eat Heinz.
Remember the other day when you were like, what were we talking about food-wise? And it had mayo in it. And you're like, mayo's a game changer.
Salmon. Rolls.
Yeah. Tuna. Tuna.
Tuna rolls.
Tuna mayo.
Tuna mayo rolls. And you said it was a game changer.
Game changer, you said.
Now, if you had done the same thing but put ketchup in the place, it would have been a game changer in the bad way.
Ketchup was literally made to mask the taste of shitty food. That's and why it was invented.
It's genius.
It works so well.
What else? Is there ketchup? Is there mayo flavored chips instead of?
Yes.
No, there isn't.
There's onion and mayo.
Yeah, no, but like,
that's not sour cream and onion.
Yeah.
Sour cream is pretty much mayo.
Oh, you know what? That would probably be pretty good though. Mayo chips?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Delicious. I can taste it.
I mean, I don't eat ketchup chips either, but I'm just saying they exist.
Yeah, but that's some weird powder shit. That's not actually ketchup, is it?
No, it's just like ketchup flavoring.
Yeah, exactly. Talking about the actual product.
Still.
Yeah, I'm torn. I'll go either way. Yeah. I'd just let you choose.
Could be different in North America.
Yeah, North America's probably gonna be different.
If it's that one, I'll just let you guys pick and I'll pick that team.
Sweet.
I think in Europe though, I think people would choose mayo.
Mayo more.
Probably, yeah.
Germans love mayo. That's one of the stereotypes. Every time I see a German, I'm just like, where's your mayo, eh?
You just pull out a fucking. Here you go, German. You like that?
I thought their big thing is mustard. They eat a lot of mustard. You know, with pretzels and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was American. Isn't that like...
No.
Isn't that like an American thing, mustard? No?
I think it's more European.
French and European is...
The only time I like mustard is when they put honey in it. And then they call it honey mustard.
Yeah.
Because I know, yeah, because like pretzels and bratwurst and stuff, you eat it with mustard in, mustard? In Germany.
Fine mustard's so disgusting.
But I like mustard, actually. I think that's why I would pick mayo over ketchup, is because I do prefer mustard over ketchup.
I was traumatized as a young man.
Oh, I think
from
I
mustard.
Story,
yeah. Yeah, my father, when I was, he came back, he like abandoned me, and then he came back. And then he put this traumatizing thing on me. He got me a hot dog and he put mustard on it without my consent. And he forced me. He's just like, no, you're going to eat that whole hot dog. And I was just like just crying, just bawling my eyes out, eating this disgusting.
Just gagging it down.
Yeah. And he forced me to eat the entire hot. I was traumatized. Whoa. And now every time I see that yellow, that
are you sure you didn't like just switch that in your mind that it was a hot dog? It wasn't something else in your mouth, the same shape.
A penis. It might have been.
On it, yeah.
Still like, with mustard.
I will say
right on there, he's like, eat it.
I bit it a few times. I don't know if he enjoyed that.
It's like Heinz mustard. But
it's just that way in your head.
That I bit it?
Because it was so traumatizing, you like switch the story in your head. The way you remember it is eating a hot dog.
Yeah. Potentially. Yeah. Potentially.
But really, it was a dick.
Yeah. So I was raped.
It all makes sense now.
That's how I became this way.
That's why you don't like mustard.
Yup. People who don't like mustard obviously got raped.
So that means that you must have at some point had period blood and jizz.
Oh, God. Oh, disgusting. God.
And mustard.
Just
and relish.
Squirted into his mouth.
I just had everything.
Mustard. Yeah.
I just had some traumatizing experience with all sorts of different liquids.
Yeah. God, relish. God. Relish would probably be like diarrhea.
Yeah. So what would that? Would mustard be pissed?
We just say God.
Did you say mustard be pissed?
Yeah, for sure.
So I had like jizz, period blood, piss, and diarrhea. Something
mixed in mixed. You.
Jeez.
Or just on you.
You guys are dramatic
as a child.
That's why I hate all those things.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
Well, I'm enjoying Splatoon quite a bit.
What's your mustard. Favorite color of paint in the game?
Oh, I like the bright green.
The green? Yeah. What are you?
I actually like that weird, like, aqua blue. I don't know if you've gotten that one yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. What about you? Or pink.
Maybe the darker blue or purple.
Oh, yeah, that dark purple is pretty nice. Yeah. What did you think of it, Jamie? Playing it for like 2 matches?
Yeah, it was fun. I played a bit of the original Splatoon 2, the same amount.
You had Wii U?
No, I just went over to someone else's house and played it there. Mm. I think it was Mentos, like, thing that I was playing.
Oh, okay.
I think I remember that.
I think we were over and there was the Splatoon 1 test fire.
Yeah,
maybe. Before it had come out, and you guys were all over. I think we were doing podcasts still when we were rotating around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all took turns playing it, I think.
I also think back then I actually liked the motion control aspect of it.
A lot of people online and stuff say the motion is the way to go. Makes it easier.
How does that even make any sense?
Well, maybe they're retards.
Oh, okay. There you go. That makes
just
sense.
Just for the aiming? Because it's all just the aim and the
I
look,
suppose,
right?
Yeah.
Look how much easier this is, guys. See? Look how retarded they look. This is what you look like. I wish there was a camera. This is so much
easier. But what happens if they're actually like crushing games because of it, though?
Well, some people probably got used to it. I'll give them that. I like just they dedicated themselves to looking like a retard. And they're like, okay, I'll continue with this.
Yeah.
You got to be pushing constantly Y to straighten out.
The first thing I did was turn it off. Yeah, exactly. Just go sticks.
Trust me, watch esports. Like, when it's like there's a competition, a Splatoon competition, I guarantee you not one of them is going to be like, look at the motion, guys. None of them. Guarantee it.
All right.
Because they're probably going to be using a pro controller.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, I don't know enough about Splatoon to dispute that.
We'll have to see. I wonder if they will pick up on esports. I know they
4v4, man.
Like, we're in the Switch trailer and everything, like before Switch is out.
They were trying to make it, yeah.
Like, oh, look at these. And they were like guys dressed up like esport people playing Splatoon. They're all sitting in a circle playing Splatoon.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they'll actually do Splatoon 2 tournaments and stuff.
That'd be cool.
Could be cool.
I mean, I'm never going to be that good, but fun.
Yeah, it could be fun. It's just unique, right? There's like a whole... Like the whole purpose is just something completely unique, right? As far as winning a multiplayer match.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and like it can appeal... I think we said this for the original Splatoon, is that it can appeal to different people, like Fernando, who just likes to paint. And then me, who used to like to paint, but now I like to like destroy people. Yeah.
In real life, it kills me inside.
So you got to make bank.
One day I'm going to flip out at work and I'm just going to be like, I'm going to have a roller. And I'm just going to be like, oh, Splatoon. And I'm going to start painting the floor and stuff like that.
I didn't even think about that.
Like, try and drop
it. You're just going to start hating the game and your life. Because all you're going to be doing is just painting all the time.
My brother's going to be pissed because I'm going to be like squitted up on the floor. Just like, yeah.
Get this big roll. Yeah. Just. Get this huge roller painting the floor, and you're like trying to swim in it.
Yeah, just in the center. Just like,
what the fuck are you doing?
So playing Splatoon.
Come on, front podcast. Where's Fernando? Oh, we have to check him.
He's a mental institution.
Yeah, well, I guess we haven't heard from him in a week. Yeah, he lost his mind at work. He thought he was a squid or something.
I'm going to need one of you to come and be the other color. And we're going to have to fight with the roller. Dude, that's a social experiment. We should get a house.
Or right? You get a super soaker. Fill it up with paint.
Paint, yeah. Pum, 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 pum. And then we just try to paint each other's sides. Just, and we'll
forget like, one of those ones where you like paint cars. Just like, yeah. Just shooting paint everywhere.
I'm surprised people haven't done that yet.
Just start beating like the shit out of someone with the roller.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, the roller is so strong.
You make this giant paintbrush.
You're just like, ah.
Because in the game, right, he looks funny. Yeah, he's just like, oh, spraying it everywhere.
Just someone's got a bucket scooping paint and flinging it at each other.
That's the worst weapon.
Oh, fuck it.
The bucket? There's actually a bucket weapon?
Yeah, and yeah, there's just a like, bucket and you just like literally just throwing paint around. I feel like... Online, though, with any weapon, you can come across people that are
so good.
Yeah. So good with any of them.
For sure.
Like, I remember pretty early on, I went up against one of the guys with the big paintbrushes.
Yeah.
He's fucking destroyed me so many times. Because, it, you know, close range, it just fucks you up. So.
It's probably like a one-hit kill almost.
Yeah.
Or a two-hit kill.
So, like, somehow he ended up, like, getting right in my face a bunch and just...
Yeah.
Own me.
But... Well, you know what they say, guys. Don't get cooked. Stay off the hook.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
That's the catchphrase.
Yeah. Of the girls who host the game.
Oh, I mean, I guess it's a fishing reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just so bad.
It's great.
So bad.
Don't get cooked.
It's great.
Stay off the hook.
Did you guys know about the, if you keep up like a win streak with that weapon, you get like a fresh bonus?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Jamie got that.
Yeah.
What?
So if you use one weapon all the time, and if you keep winning, you get, there's like a whole other bar basically. And then if you, yeah, if you keep winning, then you hit this fresh meter. Once you fill it all the way up, you get like a big bonus of experience.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
So I've been basically for a long time using the same weapon. So I've gotten a couple fresh bonuses with that. Like get a, you get like 3,000 or 5,000 extra experience. It's a lot.
On that?
Yeah, and I mean, you want all the experience you can get.
Exactly, because later on, like now, you know, you when you win a match, what you get like 1,700-1,800 type thing.
Yeah,
usually.
Exactly. Yeah,
and it takes a fucking long time to level up now.
But oh, you haven't done the single player at all, right?
No.
There's this one thing that I'm gonna take from Splatoon 2 forever, where when you're talking to what's her name from number one, sorry, Marina.
Yeah.
Yeah, where instead of for real, she says for eel, and I'm just like, I'm forever gonna just say anytime I'm gonna for say eel. For real, I'm gonna go for eel. Wait for me, for eel. That's the greatest for thing eel. Ever. Come on, dude. Come on.
Their puns are so bad. I mean, it makes sense because it's so easy, but...
But they're octopuses. Like, they gotta make sea references.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's just so bad. There are puns everywhere. Puns everywhere.
Puns are great.
Ivan, the smoky wingtips are back up.
Yeah, I already bought mine.
Should I get them?
Yeah. Dude, it's 3 stars.
Order.
Ooh, yeah.
So you use in-game currency to buy these?
Yeah. But you earn quite a bit.
Okay.
Oh, that was the thing about the ranked matches, is the guy said that he gets about 2,000 per game. 2,000 coins.
Oh, okay. So you get more money in yeah. ranked.
Hot damn.
But it's pretty easy to earn money.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Fernando, Mr. I've got 30,000.
Well, I have 27.
Oh, I have 27. I have 27.
What do you have yeah. like?
I have like 5.
What are you spending it on? Are you spending it on the hook? Are you getting cooked? That's what's happening.
Oh, man. No, I'm probably just not winning as much as you guys. Like I said, I'm under 500.
The fuck? Is it the point at the end that's your money?
No.
Well, that's your experience.
Oh. Yeah.
But for each match, you do get money, too.
Okay. I was just like, I'm pretty sure I earned you, like, at least 2,000. Just the 2 matches. But then, no, that
win,
was, like,
the when you the win, experience. You get the 1,000 bonus.
Okay.
Always.
Oh.
And then you get whatever points you earned on top of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, usually you're... when you win, I'm usually, like... between 7 and 1,000 points. 700 to 1,000 points. So I could get like 1,700 to 2,000 points for a win.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it shows how much money you get. No, it doesn't.
Are these the ones that you got? The noise cancelers?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are they pink?
No, they change color depending on
you
yeah.
kind of thing. Damn.
I've found that most of the headwear, based on the cut, it will change based on the color of the ink.
Yeah, I was super disappointed when I bought, like,
not all of it, but...
And it turned green.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was just like, oh...
Well, just change color to whatever your
you guy is
ink
at
is.
The,
yeah. Just because you're covering up your hair, time. Right?
Yeah, yeah. He changes. It changes to the same color as the eyebrows.
Yeah.
You can tell, yeah. Which is the same color as his hair. But that sucks. I wish you could just pick a color and just stick to that.
Like when you're in the lobby and stuff?
Yeah, just in the lobby, yeah. I don't mind when in battle, you know.
You go with the team color or whatever?
Team color, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be nice to just pick whatever, but... So that's Splatoon.
That is Splatoon. I am... having so much fun. And that is... for eel.
Should we give Jamie his time now?
Time.
For what?
For.
Don't say it.
Destiny.
You son of a bitch.
Destiny to
beta. Oh, right. Man.
Jamie, have at her.
It was pretty great.
Nothing eel about this game.
The truth.
Wow. But yeah, I was part of the... I got an early start because the closed beta, because I already pre-ordered it. like 3 days. So mine started on Tuesday. Open beta was on Friday.
Like just this past Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, no.
I thought it was also, all week.
Yeah, this open past beta. Tuesday. No. It's like all weekend.
Ah. Okay,
yeah. And there is an extension up to the 25th now.
To the 25th of July?
Yeah.
So that's... You've got... two more days.
Well, I don't need to. I mean, I actually like
beaten the beta.
Yeah, I played the story. I actually had to play the stupid story mode like 3 times so I can do it on all 3 characters. And then I did the strike twice.
Wait, your characters? Or you made?
No, it's you just choose like Hunter, Warlock, Titan. You don't use your character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you just choose
those. It gives you like a default character. You don't.
Yeah.
Make one.
You don't make one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you just go in, you choose, and then running through the story mission, you know, like, it's crazy. Like, I personally found there was, like, the graphics have definitely improved.
Have they?
Yeah. I think so. Like, I remember I play a lot of the Destiny 1, so I can tell, like, the differences between maybe to other people they can't, but, like, it looks a lot nicer.
Okay.
For sure.
Does it start you off at the very beginning of the game, or is it like a story mission in the middle of the game?
I'm pretty sure it is the beginning of the game, because this is when, like, before Guardians, like, lose their light.
Oh, okay.
Because that's when the Cabal come in and, like, take away the Traveler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the Traveler the planet?
Yeah. It's not a planet. It's, like, the big round thing. It's not big enough to be a planet.
Oh, so it's like now a moon. You're the scientist who tells us what size a planet has to be. Like, all right. Could but you're planet, one of those assholes that says Pluto is a moon. Who are you to...
They switch it back to a planet.
Good. It's a planetoid, isn't it?
Oh, anything to make it seem small. Fucking...
Because...
What, is Pluto your favorite planet?
He's pretty boss. He's just a small ice planet who chills far away. Literally chills.
Is Pluto... A planet.
Just freeze.
But, yeah, so... Yeah, that's where it starts. So, and the mission's called Homecoming.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does...
Oh, wow, Spider-Man reference. Okay. Stealing from Spider-Man. I get it. Is that the new thing? Sure. Steal?
It is. Funded by Sony. hence the exclusives. But, yeah, no, so that is the first part. You go through... And... I will say, like, during that whole mission, you see the Vanguard leaders, like, come in and, like, talk to you and help you out. So, like, Cade comes in, like, busts out his golden gun, like, kills, like, some Cabal. Zavala comes in, he, like, tells, like, get to his position, he'll pop his shield and, like, block some missiles for you.
Like, IRL, like, you're playing.
Yeah.
You run to his shield.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, actually, in one of my games... Like, his shield went out, and, like, one of the missiles got him, and he exploded.
He died?
He died. But he's a guardian. Remember, guardians can self-res. Right. So one of the randoms, like, came up to him and resed him.
Damn.
It's hilarious. It was awesome. But, yeah. So this all takes place in the tower, right?
Yeah.
It's nuts and how the enemies spawn in. There's like these stupid metal balls that like just slam on you. That's the how I died the most. Like I just didn't know where they would show up.
Enemies are spawning.
That's how they spawn. Like they come in these like meteorite balls.
Oh, okay.
Slam on the ground and they come out of them. Yeah.
Can you shoot the balls out of the sky?
I was busy shooting everything else on the ground, so like I didn't try. And they come in fast. Yeah.
Balls coming in fast.
Dude. Balls coming in fast.
That's what they do.
Yeah. I just died. I'm just like shooting guys and boom. I'm like, fuck off.
Is it a lot of balls?
It's quite a bit of balls.
Yeah. Just, you don't know what to do. They're just like, oh, the balls are just coming at us.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, you actually...
Did any of them hit you in the face?
I died. Yes.
So you got hit with balls in the face.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm being such a jerk.
But after that, do you actually get to, you know, the door across the speaker?
Door across the speaker. Yes.
Yeah. Like usually that's closed off. You get to go into that
it's
part
like
of the tower.
It's like a big bunker door?
Yeah. And it's like actually there's like a shop area in there. It's a shopping district.
Oh.
Yeah. So you go fight through there. And then Amanda comes and takes you to the Cabal ship. That's cool too.
Oh, you gotta enter the Cabal ship.
Because what you're trying to do in that first mission is you're trying to get the Cabal to loosen whatever device they have on the Traveler.
Right, because yeah. The Guardian's light is going away.
Or that's they don't know that's like what they're trying to do to it. It's something like that. That's when you find out that, yeah, that's their goal. Mm-hmm. It's to take away the light. And then, yeah, and then you get stopped, kicked off the ship.
Ooh.
Yeah. And this,
by the Cabal leader?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, he's fucking sparted you?
He sparted me, straight up.
How long would you say the whole mission arc was?
That mission was like friggin' 30 minutes long or something, I swear. It was not short.
30 minutes does not sound very long.
For like an FPS mission? Actually, yeah. It might be shorter, actually, because as the strike was long.
Oh.
Yeah. The strike was like at least 30 minutes.
So they've given you a strike in the demo?
Yeah.
That's like half their content right there.
Damn. I don't think so. They actually just one strike, one story mission, no patrol areas. No yeah, patrol. Which is a lot less than first Destiny 1. Their beta.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. So, because I think they're this time they're trying to keep their cards close to their chest.
Yeah. Give people more things to play when it comes out, right?
Exactly.
You give way too much in beta then.
Yeah. But they did say there's going to be have like more story than all of Destiny 1.
That's not saying much.
Destiny 1, including the expansions?
Yeah, including the expansions. That's what they said.
Well, it's just a, you know, it's not hard to beat no story.
Like, yo, when Stephen King came around, like there was a lot of like things going on. Jeez.
Bungie promises Destiny 2 PvE improvements to grumbling beta players.
There's a general
consensus on Destiny 2 beta is this. PvE makes you feel underpowered. Bungie is hearing all those complaints. Says it promises to make changes. Yeah.
So
you feel underpowered, Jimmy?
I personally didn't notice
the balls
it. I
were
do,
coming down, hitting you in the face. Did you feel underpowered?
I do use the guns more often in that one instead of my abilities, just because they weren't ready for me to use.
Your abilities?
Yeah, like grenades and melee. Okay. And then you have a new like third ability, which you depends on their class specific. Mm-hmm. So warlocks have a rift that can either heal or like do extra damage. Empower your weapons. Titans have a shield, either a tall shield that blocks all damage or like a half shield where you can like crouch behind. And if you drop, it automatically reloads your weapons. Yeah. And hunters get a dodge. Dodge. Yeah.
Suck.
This is a funny comment. Destiny, a game where the first paragraph of Kotaku's articles is more compelling than the first 4 years of the game's content.
Jeez. That's unnecessarily harsh.
Sorry. That was the first comment on the article.
Were you playing with the Chesmere Bros?
Yeah.
And Dex?
Yeah.
Did they all enjoy themselves?
Yeah. For the second time we did the strike, we actually didn't do the strike. We didn't go in intending to do the strike. We just went in and like explored that area you spawn in.
Yeah.
Because we assumed it's going to be a patrol area from the beginning. So we're just going around.
Scouting out.
Exactly.
God, you guys.
We're breaking the game. Oh, and the jump now. If you like barely just make a jump, your character actually climbs it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So you'll see their hand just like go grab the ledge. I'm like, whoop.
Go like Dax won't.
Yeah, he's gotten better at that like since King's Fall, but
has he?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, we both like cleared King's Fall like 50 times.
Well, I mean, super like, popular. Yeah, but the beginning, right? He was pretty bad at it.
Well, yeah, I mean, so was I, just because I didn't know what I was doing either.
Fuck Dex. Right, that's what we're trying to say. Well, no, I'm just kidding. Love Dex.
Damn. Cool.
You found time to play with Baby? Or is the baby there yet?
No, he's there. Oh.
A weird name for Sam.
Oh, damn.
Boom, Sam. Come at me.
You are now Dexter's child.
No, actually, it's a good time right now because, like, he's done all the Destiny 1 content, so he gets to focus on it. I'm not sure how it's going to
happen. For a couple months, because then Destiny 2's out.
Yeah.
Put Baby in a corner.
Are you guys, if you guys fucking play Destiny 1 when Destiny 2 comes out, I'm going to kill you.
Really?
Yes.
Why would you do that? That'd be so stupid. I would want to just murder you for that.
I probably won't. I mean, I really have no reason to.
You should definitely won't.
What would be the purpose?
No reason. All your friends have moved on. No one cares.
What would be the purpose?
Oh.
They should just be like, shut the fucking servers off and be done with that.
I feel like doing a Destiny 1 raid right now. Boop.
You should never.
Oh my god. I wouldn't even want to be your friend anymore, honestly. I wouldn't be able to make eye contact with you in a respectful manner.
That's just the one raid. I've only done the one raid 50 times.
How many times have you done the other ones? Just guess.
I'm guessing at least for sure I've completed them 5 times each at least.
But one of them you've done 50 times.
One of them I've done 50 times. I'm pretty sure Wrath of the Machine I've done at least like 20 times.
Jesus Christ.
I had to. It's the current raid.
You don't have to.
I had to
do the same thing.
Had to get the gear.
That's
and
the definition
then,
of insanity, John.
And then the challenge mode came out where I can get adept versions of the raid weapons. Raid
How
primaries.
Does that feel? To have a genius like Einstein literally quote something that makes you insane. Like, according to him, you are insane.
But I get different stuff every time. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Oh, God.
But you're expecting to get a different result.
You are the
result.
One who should be on the floor with paint on you.
Yeah.
Flopping around like a squid because you're a psychopath.
Man.
But was it like exciting being able to play Destiny 2?
Oh my god, I just want Destiny 2 right now. Yeah, like, that's the one that actually triggered my, like, hype emotions. Like, for Destiny 2, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna keep my expectations in check. Yeah. And then I played the beta, and I'm just like, I need it now.
Can we have, like, a ritual when Destiny 2 comes out, where you destroy your Destiny 1 disc?
Oh, I don't know what you do.
That'd be pretty cool, man.
Dude, please, you got a t-shirt, what more do you need?
2 t-shirts,
Oh my god. You'll get your second t-shirt from Destiny 2. It'll be like this thing. We have like a bonfire. We say a prayer. Thank the Almighty.
It would turn into that
we urinate
Newgrounds gif where it's the Halo Reach one. It's like Halo Reach, and then they punch it into powder or into liquid and they just sniff it after.
What?
You haven't seen that?
No.
I'll try and find it after. Jesus. But basically, they're so it's animated. They're so I've sent it to you guys before.
Oh,
where their first plane that they're like getting so excited, they're like Halo Reach, and then they get big boners, and then they're playing the controllers with their boners, and then they're just like and they pull the disc out of the Xbox and they start punching it until it turn. It looks like liquid in the GIF. And then they just sniff it. They snort it.
Jeez.
It was like, Halo Reach. I'll find it after. It's so funny. That's Jamie just playing Destiny with his boner. He's like, Destiny 2. That's how he'll get hyped for 2. He'll snort the disc of 1.
Oh, my God.
What if he doesn't have the disc? What would he have to do then?
Your entire PlayStation.
Your entire PlayStation is like.
And you get the new Destiny
the
2
new,
white PlayStation.
The new white PlayStation Pro.
Yeah. Hot damn.
Do it, Jamie. Sniff that PlayStation.
So if they offered the PlayStation 2 Destiny Edition where you could get your sigil and like gamer tag engraved onto it.
Onto the PlayStation, like a Destiny right?
logo onto the PlayStation. Would you buy a new PlayStation for that?
The problem is I can't afford it.
You would find a way.
Just like take out like a second mortgage, whatever. Just
put it on
a
credit card.
A second mortgage, Jesus.
Do you have a credit card?
I do.
Just put it on that and pay it off.
Oh my God.
Pay it off after.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's the whole reason for credit cards for the most part.
Get your gamer tag.
That would be kind
of cool. That'd be okay. I mean, if it was the same price, why not?
You could do it. You could have both. Destiny edition white PlayStations.
Yeah, but I'm not like him.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
I'm not.
If I could afford it, I probably would have actually. No. If I could have, I probably would have gotten that stupid like thing with the bag. The edition with the bag. And gotten the digital edition.
That gives you the statue as well, or is it just the bag?
I think there is a statue, yeah. No, the bag one comes with everything.
No, if you brought the bag here, me and Bento would beat you up in a corner. Like, and just be like, nerd!
In a corner!
And then there would be poo in the bag.
Wow.
Just leave a hot steamer right in the bag.
Jesus. Oh, man.
Bully.
Only when it comes to Destiny, it just...
I would bully you.
There's just like this angry fire when I hear that name.
Hey, at least it's a second game. It's not. We'll have a ritual for the first one.
We gotta do something.
Oh my God!
I just want to urinate on your disc.
Oh my God!
Hey, please, you got the Kade 6 figurine?
No. Oh. Because I got digital, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
250. You don't get. You get a box though.
No.
You don't get the statue.
Oh, I think the statue is a pre-order, isn't it?
You get... Yeah.
So, I mean, if you pre-order at EB, then you could have.
You would have gotten a 15-inch laptop sleeve, solar panel, USB charger. Wait.
That's a bag.
Oh, yeah. Paracord, solar blanket, steel bookcase, Cabal schematics.
Wow. Oh, wow. Cabal schematics? What does that even fucking mean?
For like their ships, and weapons. Something you can
frame and put up on your...
Yeah.
That was $250. That
I one. Know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It was. I was just like, but it's not digital.
So you wanted digital this time?
Yeah.
Oh, Jim, are you going full digital, Jamie?
No.
No, it's just like it makes no sense, right?
So why do you want digital for this?
So it's always ready for me to go. I can put my other disc games in and I don't have to switch it out.
Well, you could do that with every game if you go all digital.
Yeah, but then
you
I have to keep
switch out a game ever I have to again.
Keep deleting games off my hard drive.
Buy a bigger hard drive. Hard drive.
At some point I will. I do. It would be nice to have like 2 terabytes and like not worry about that stuff.
That's for sure.
I still have to delete stuff and I have 1 terabyte.
Jeez. Yeah. 500 sucks. I think I could fill up like 1 terabyte worth of games if I wanted to.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah.
I just had to delete some stuff because I wanted to reinstall Street Fighter.
Damn.
I found it.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Oh, you're watching it?
Which one?
Oh, it's got sound. I'll watch it afterwards.
Yeah, you gotta watch it with sound.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's so much funnier with sound.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it's still funny without, but...
So is that all you were playing?
Did you finish Iron and Wine or Blood and Wine? Whatever.
No, I'm still going through that. It's so long. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing it late. I played it like yesterday. Jeez, it's so long. It's like a legit full game, practically.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because that was just like, you know, regular DLC price.
Well, yeah, I think it was, when it came out, it was like $40 or free if you got the season pass with it, right? Okay. So, and the season pass was for 2 DLCs. So, The first one was not as long as this one.
Right.
Like, that felt...
I remember hearing... it won an award.
Yeah.
This is just the amount of content and good content as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah, you have, like, side quests that have their own stories.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then you have the main quest that's, like, with full-on cinematics. You get new gear.
Is there a difference to you between saying something is DLC and saying something is an expansion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. An expansion, you imagine something is just a lot bigger, right?
Well,
yeah.
Blood and Wine would be an expansion.
An expansion, yeah. Yeah.
And then Hearts of Stone would be a DLC.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas I would see... So the first two DLC or expansions for Destiny, I would say those are DLC to me.
Yeah, for sure.
But then Taken King would be expansion.
Yeah, Taken King and Rise of Iron would be expansions.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like, I feel like that you cannot just interchange those whenever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't be able to, and I think a lot of people see it that way.
I think a lot of people do, yeah. I don't think people get the distinction.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for me there is a difference as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they all call it DLCs now just to streamline it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, because then you...
Because even Uncharted, they call it DLC. They call it standalone DLC.
Yeah. They'll just use that term.
If it's standalone, it should really be an expansion.
Yeah, at that point, right?
Yeah.
When it's like, the Lost Legacy, would that be an expansion? Yeah. Even though you're not playing the same character and everything?
That's what we're saying, though. It's standalone.
Sorry. I'm just saying, like, all the marketing and when people are talking about it, they just always refer to it as DLC. I think that word is kind of just taking over.
Oh, okay.
The
add-ons.
The title for all of it, expansion, DLC. I think people are just referring to all of it as just DLC now.
I mean, are they going to be selling physical copies of Lost Legacy?
I think they are.
They are?
I was actually talking about like our definition, not there.
Oh, yeah, no, for my definition, if it's like...
That would be an expansion, or...
Oh, yeah. I would definitely consider it an expansion.
But it doesn't include Drake or anything.
Yeah, that's how it's more of an expansion.
More of an expansion?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, it's not its own game, I would think.
I don't know, for some reason, I wouldn't consider it an expansion. I would consider it, like you say, a standalone. Just because it feels so separated from the Uncharted story. Mm. Even though I know it takes place in kind of the same universe.
Yeah, but I mean, like, most of the resources I think used from the original game are, like, put to use here.
That's true.
So, that's what I would find
it as. It does have Nadine in it, though, so kind of, like...
Oh, that's true. That's over true.
There. Yeah. But I get what you mean. Like, it doesn't... You could almost just call it its own game. Or they could just call it Uncharted, a Lost Legacy. The Lost Legacy, which they are calling it that. It's not even Uncharted for the Lost.
It does have physical.
Not them.
I guess what I was just saying is it feels different. I don't think I would call it an expansion.
Yeah, like that almost, this Lost Legacy feels different than like an expansion would, because typically an expansion you're still using the same characters, what you mean, right?
On the box art and stuff like that, they didn't even say expansion or DLC or anything.
Oh, they just call
it Uncharted the Lost Legacy.
Oh shit.
And that's how I think of it.
Right. I think the problem with that, though, I guess depending on the developer, is they might not want to sell it, market it as a separate game.
They are. Here's like the short description as well. From Naughty Dog, creators of critical acclaim Uncharted 4, Thief's End, comes Uncharted The Lost Legacy, a new game in the Uncharted series. So they're referring it to it as
just like a whole separate game.
A game.
Oh shit, maybe. Okay. So Fernando's right?
No, I was just giving you, if you call it an expansion.
I think what happened, I heard on a podcast, I think it was even this week, where, because they included a season's pass with Uncharted 4, but at that point they hadn't really completely determined what the expansion was going to be. They just said story expansion.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it turned out that this ended up being a lot longer than they thought it originally was going to be. So they're still honoring it as the people that bought
Right.
The season pass?
The season pass. Mm. But I think if they knew how long it was going to be, they would just straight up have not done season pass and just sold it as a new game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, did any of you guys get the season pass?
No.
No.
Nope.
I bought the disc.
Oh. Oh, well. I mean, but you're all going to get Lost Legacy, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I wouldn't miss any like Uncharted or Naughty Dog item, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if it came out and it was like, it was just different, you know, like some multiplayer like map packs and then like a really short story thing or something, then I would maybe be less inclined.
Yeah.
But since they're saying like, oh, it's pretty much a full game, like story game, like it's probably going to be so good.
That's true, yeah.
So I wouldn't miss something like that.
Me? Neither.
Could probably be really good.
You gonna try?
I'm on the fence, to be honest.
Oh.
I don't know why. I just don't really feel like interested in it.
Too much woman power?
Yeah, I fucking hate like, women. Yeah. Man. Like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's just like, no, get I need a white male.
Uh-huh.
Or else, what's the point?
Why am I playing games otherwise? Fuck that.
Yeah. It's like fucking
ethnic women too.
Exactly.
Ugh.
The worst.
Cover their face.
She does. At the one part, you gotta sneak around.
Get back in the kitchen.
No. I think I was talking to to you guys about this before. It's just Uncharted 4 put like a really nice, it was a really nice end to Uncharted as a series to me.
Yeah.
So this feels like,
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
But this feels separate enough.
Right. And I get that. Yeah.
It's kind of.
Yeah. It's like no Nathan. Like, well, we don't know the story yet.
Yeah.
But it seems like completely separate.
Right. But the characters are still too much. We're still too much a part of Nathan's world that I feel like it's like, I don't want to.
But I feel like I never got closure on Chloe. Like, I don't know if you probably weren't as big a Chloe fan as me, but you know. After Uncharted 2, you don't never see her again. Yeah, it's like, what happened? And this is, I'm going to get closure. That's what I need.
For you, that makes total sense. For sure.
Because I'm like, Nathan obviously chose wrong.
Well, I mean, you know, he went with his head, not his penis.
Actually, you know what? If you think about it, look how miserable he was at the beginning of Uncharted 4 because she's keeping him closeted. She's got him on a leash. And then look how happy he was once he got off that leash and went on his adventures.
Well, that was his choice. He knew by making that choice it was to settle down.
Exactly. But if he'd chosen Chloe, he wouldn't had to, she's adventuring everywhere.
But maybe he was done with that. He was ready, or he thought he was ready to be done with that.
Because that woman implanted those thoughts in his head. That demon.
That demon, that blonde demon.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Maybe.
So if it comes out and everyone's like, this is the most amazing thing, will you play it? Or
I'll
just
play it.
You're going to play it either way, you think?
I think either way. I might not play it right away.
Well, now that he said it's physical, Jamie probably got a boner.
Yeah.
You just borrow
that's what he's doing right now.
That's where he went, yeah.
Rubbing just one out.
Like, physical. I wish it was small enough to fit in the little hole in the disc.
Just fuck the little hole in the disc.
Like, what a backhanded compliment. Your penis is big enough that you can't fit in the hole, but you want to fuck a disc because you're a weirdo.
We want to be mean, but not that mean.
That's Jamie's fleshlight is a disc.
I have a physical copy of Mass Effect Andromeda if you want to play it.
You do?
Yeah.
Where did you get that from?
The garbage?
Yeah. Just outside EB Games. This is garbage.
Some guy was like, fuck this. I'm not even going to trade it in. Just gonna leave it. I was going to leave it outside for some poor asshole to find.
Amazing. I wish that was always the case.
No, but actually.
Owen got it from EA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I'll give it a go.
Well, I mean, it's free, right?
Maybe I'll like it.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, for $0, it's a pretty good deal.
I'll give it a try for free.
But then you gotta touch your disc, so I don't know if that will make you vomit.
If you just grabs your disc.
Yeah, like, never mind.
No, just burns them.
Honestly,
disinfects
himself. I don't think I put a disc in my either of my PS4s at this point. Not,
you haven't?
Not one. This would be the first time. I don't even know if it works.
Yeah.
You know, this is how stupid I am. This is where my mind went from the burning disc. I just picture Jamie tying him down like the Exorcist and then putting the disc to him and just being like, the power of disc compels you. And he's like, just like,
start puking out like green stuff. Like,
disc burns.
Yeah,
all
just
over.
Disc burns.
And then I grab it and I'm like, fuck me, disc. Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
He's like, grabbed the crucifix, like, fuck me, Jesus.
Oh my
God. He's like grabbing it, and I'm like, yeah. Puking everywhere. Blah.
But Jamie's using the Destiny disc too.
Yeah.
It's extra burning.
He would try another disc first and it wouldn't work. I'd be like grabbing him, like, but then you grab Destiny and I'd be like, no, it's working. Exorcism.
I don't know what would happen to you at the end when you start buying discs then.
Yes, I would be like, I love collecting discs. I love putting the discs in my system and it making a loud noise.
Oh my gosh,
I love forgetting it when I go to LAN parties and having to drive across the city to go pick it up.
I love wasting time switching games and still having to install large files.
And he forever, every time he showers, he looks in the mirror, just, there's a burn of Destiny on his chest right here. Man.
I would just take a cheese grater to it.
Jesus Christ.
Just like,
oh, it hurts. Just viciously scarred instead of having to see Destiny.
Or I'd make one of you guys take like a belt sander to it.
Oh, jeez.
Like, and be like,
I'd freak out. I'd be like, should I stop? And you're like, no.
Make sure it's off.
Oh, shit.
It'd be funny at this point if any of us buy Destiny 2. Yeah. I'd like just go up here offline and play by myself.
It's funny because you did say you were like kind of interested.
I said if it came out and like the story was 10 out of 10 story, and it was long, then I would consider it.
But then we'd see all these trophies popping. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Every time you see Ben, he's like kind of ashamed. Like,
I would create a new profile.
Just to throw us off, he's just like super Destiny fan 0248.
That'd be so funny.
It's like no one will suspect a thing.
Oh god, that's awesome.
That is true though. Like at this point, I don't think we can.
We'd look like the biggest hypocrites. Yeah, we'd just be the scum of the earth. Yeah. We'd all feel like women.
Yeah. Oh god.
Sorry, that was bad.
God, we're awful people. Yeah. We're awesome. We're like Seinfeld. Oh, we're awful people making something very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, that's awesome.
Sorry about that. Sent us on a little tangent there.
Well, I mean, yeah. And quiet week, right? What's in Destiny 2?
Jamie isn't here to say anything because he's taking a dump, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, the chicken went right through him.
That's what happens when you get the spicy.
Did you get the spicy?
Yeah. Me too. Like a couple hours from now, I'll be dying.
I got the spicy.
I got mild.
We know you got mild.
Yeah. No, but wait. I've been trying to eat a little more spicy. I can handle sriracha now. Okay. I can handle it. Like, I'm just like, yeah.
That's a good first step. Sriracha's a good entry point, I guess.
Yeah.
But I also got medium buffalo wings, and I nearly died.
Yeah. Where'd you get those from?
Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I ate one, and I was just like, oh! I didn't think it hurt that much.
As soon as the first little drop touches your lips or tongue, you're just like, face turns red.
Dude, I like... it's like it was the first
steam comes into your ears.
Holy fuck! And then I had just a second one because I'm like, I'm gonna man up, right? I'm like, I'm gonna be a man. And I ate a second one, and I swear to you, I almost passed out. I can't handle this.
Just sweating so bad, laying in like, bed. You're like,
no,
having hallucinations. I can't do it. No. And then you're like, ooh, a purple coyote running by. Just, why is that animal turn into a lamb?
Why is the roadrunner running around my room?
Oh, man. Remember when I had Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Oh, yeah. The
dude, what? That's not a real thing.
It just fill up the bathtub so you can stick your whole head under.
I thought I was going to throw myself down the stairs. I was just like, that was an option. Okay.
It's because sriracha uses a different kind of heat than hot wings usually. Hot wings use Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, okay.
Which is just like a heat-based hot sauce.
Oh, okay.
It's not like flavor-based. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to really hit that level, you got to start eating Frank's, like, drinking it out of the bottle.
I'm okay.
Like, he probably could.
He probably could. Probably could. I'm not deny that.
Oh, man, hot sauce. So,
good. How many of the wings did you finally eat?
Two. I literally had a conversation with myself. I'm just like, dude, you can't handle this. I was just like, I have to try. I have to be a man. Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, I was ordering online, and I got like a small pizza. I got some barbecue wings. I think they have like seven. Then you could order seven of another or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm medium. I'm fucking do this.
Yeah.
And I just, it killed me inside.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because on Wednesday, I had Tuesday, Wednesday off. I bought, usually if I have a day off by myself, I'll order pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're not going. It's just, I don't know. I just always do it. Mm. And I got 14 medium wings. Crushed them all. For pizza.
Nice.
Yeah.
Didn't even, felt colder afterwards somehow.
Yeah. Oh, I got the chills.
Oh, my God.
I need to get a blanket. Turn up
Turn up the heat, please.
Yeah. Oh, the furnace is off. Let me turn that back on.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. Just go over to Bento's house. He's in, like, a toque, a jacket, a blanket. I was like, what's wrong, man? Had some spicy wings. Chilled me out.
Meanwhile, you've sweated off like 90 pounds. You're like melting.
After two.
Dude.
So amazing.
Just nearly passed out. Hair grew on my chest out of nowhere. From two wings. I was just like, what the hell is this?
Just to keep you warmer. All that hair. So, guys, how about all those trailers coming out? Because it's San Diego Comic-Con.
I'm excited for everything, man. I'm not going to lie. Whether I think something looks bad or not, I'm going to go watch it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it.
I guess I'm in the same boat. It's like, no matter what, I'm going to watch
it. I know anything. We're all going to go watch all of them, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
So, but I haven't watched any trailers, so...
But you're always kind of behind on the trailers.
I am, yeah. Like, I'll go home now and watch them all, but they've been out for a couple of days now, right?
Yeah.
Kind of out of the loop.
Yeah, I haven't watched all of them. I guess only Stranger Things I haven't watched yet.
Oh, okay.
But that's kind of the same way. It's like, I'm just going to... I know when that show comes out, I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah,
I'm just
gonna,
like, crush it. Crush it.
What else was there? The Defenders looked awesome.
Yeah.
Excited for that.
It looks like it should be pretty good.
They also had John Bernthal was there for the Punisher.
Yeah.
And they gave a clip.
Oh.
They haven't put it on the internet, though.
Yeah, they just showed people.
Yeah, they just showed people a clip.
That's sweet.
But John Bernthal seems like he was still in character. He was so serious. He's just like, hey, give him a clip. Like, he's booting his voice, and he's just like, okay, sir. I'll show them a clip. Here you go. John Bernthal seems like he literally has killed many people through his life.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so. Perfect.
Like, he can't smile, it seems like.
He's that type of guy. Yeah. He's like the character even in the accountant he plays and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
As well. That's just like the type of guy he is, I guess.
Same with, wasn't he in Baby Driver?
Yeah.
Was he cool there too? I don't think he can not play a cool character because he's just that cool.
He was a little weird. Yeah, but cool.
Yeah, weird like, in a cool way.
Edgy, yeah.
Like in, he was hilarious in Wolf of Wall Street as well. Played kind of like the weird muscular pedo guy, remember? That like worked out all the time.
I feel like I do, but I don't remember what his role in the show was. Was he part of?
He was like a very little, he was important in the sense of, remember he comes up with that thing that Leonardo loved about the pen? I don't know if you remember that part.
Sell me the pen.
Sell me the pen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Jamie, did you hear our great Destiny
rag off? I heard you guys laughing like ridiculous.
Exorcisms and stuff.
Great.
Yeah. It was awesome.
The ritual.
Well, it started off me saying how none of us could ever actually buy it.
At this point.
Jeez. At this point, because we trash on it so hard. But if I did buy it, I'd have to, you know, create a new profile and like go appear offline and stuff.
Oh my god!
And then we were gonna say that I was possessed.
Yeah,
and that you were performing an exorcism on me with the Destiny disc.
Oh!
And then that you would have it burnt into my chest, Destiny. But then I would take a cheese grater or a belt sander to remove the burn.
Oh my god. Ridiculous.
Yeah, we are pretty ridiculous.
Pretty ridiculous. It was awesome.
Awesome, though. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Now we're talking about all the San Diego Comic-Con trailers.
Oh, yeah. Legit. I like all of them. They're cool. I'm stoked.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Like, we're all going to watch it no matter what. So, like,
yeah.
Worried or excited doesn't really play a part in the game.
Yeah, so it might as well just be excited.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
What's the next one?
Oh, that's a good question.
Should be because Thor. It's like Justice League is like November. I think Thor is like.
Thor's November.
Thor's November? Wait, so what's in August? Is it Justice League?
No.
Or September? I thought there was one in those days.
Let's find out.
I was going to look it up. Let's find out. What was the other one?
Oh, Defenders coming out next month.
For what?
So what were the four? Oh, Stranger Things was the other one. Sorry, I was like trying to think. It was Defenders, Justice League.
There was that Bright one.
Bright's like December 22.
Oh, Thor and trailers. Justice League are in the same month, November.
Okay.
Thor really?
Yeah.
Someone should push up.
Defenders is next month, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
Right?
I don't know. No,
Defenders was October.
Is it?
I thought. Or no, that's Stranger Things, right?
Yeah, Stranger Things is October.
Yeah, but the Halloween theme and everything?
Yeah, it would have to be.
October. I'm just trying to think if there's any other movies I want to see. I guess I've seen a lot, quite a bit lately. Because I saw Planet of the Apes.
Oh yeah, how was that?
I saw Dunkirk. It was pretty good. I saw it with Ivan and Amanda. And Carrie Ann.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Planet of the Apes.
Defenders is August 18.
Oh, August 18?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
August. Next. That's good. Kind of ready. I'm not really into any series right now.
I don't feel like I'm watching anything. Yeah.
Oh, there's a Castlevania out.
I watched that.
Yeah.
So it's only 4 episodes.
It's only, yeah. And it's like 22 minutes long.
It's good though.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Is it?
I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty cool. Oh, I think it's in a Western animation actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It looks like it's anime. Well, it's like written by Warren Ellis. It's just like.
Well, it's kind of like the Rooster Teeth guys, right? They're like, they're Western with Ruby.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's got anime overtones in it.
Yeah.
Works down in Japan.
Oh, I was just wondering like the voices. Because I hate Western voices.
Really? It works really well with American voices, I feel. Or Western voices, I feel. Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Like,
I didn't look. Because I'm usually with anime with you. I usually watch subtitled.
Yeah.
Mm.
But with this, I just put it on, watched whatever the default was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think Netflix will always default to English.
Yeah.
Usually.
You could, I mean, you always have the subtitle options though and everything, the audio options.
No, for me, it depends on the game. Like Digimon World, I had to go to Japanese.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because the English was just so bad. But then when you think of like a Persona 4,
they English put in the like, time for the English ones.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I guess probably depends on how much effort they put in the localization, like hiring good voice actors and stuff.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, some of them could be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Especially, like you know, like older anime, especially like the localization sometimes is so fucking bad.
Yeah, I think it's just because it just wasn't like such a priority back in the day.
Yeah, it's just like get it out there with like this shitty translation.
Yeah, like they...
And shitty actors.
Yeah, like they could see like the words are just like, I'm gonna say this? All right.
And have you seen like, the... I think it's on Fallon where they put song lyrics into Google Translate into a language. And then they translate that back into English. So, like, they do Russian, for example. They put, and it'll translate into Russian. And then they'll take all that Russian and translate it back into English.
Is it horrible?
Yeah. It's hilarious. It makes no fucking sense always. and then they do it with a singer.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and then they get them to sing the song with, like, this famous song. Oh. But with this super fucked up lyrics that you can cut a sum of it. You could see the translation.
Yeah.
But most of it, he was like, what the fuck? It's really funny.
All late night talk shows.
But I think they announced a second season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For Castlevania, yeah.
And it's going to be 8 episodes this time.
Yeah. Because I think, those 4 are probably just like a trial.
Yeah. They're just like, is there hype for this? Yeah. Like, it's hard for me, as a fan of the series, it's hard for me to like, judge it just because like it is more story than we've ever gotten like in a Castlevania game, like from the exposition in just the games, because like I think it's clearly based from Castlevania 3, which is like the Super NES Castlevania. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, and I really hope it does well.
All right, some quick other stuff before we finish that I want to say. Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer came out with the Toy Story.
Yeah, yeah,
it looks fucking amazing. And they, like, I think Kotaku did a comparison of, like, the actual movie and the game, and it's just, like, it just stays spot on.
Nice.
And the other thing, I only read a title, so I'm going off the title, but the Kind of Funny Guys were... I think they talked about that Crash Bandicoot and Tekken 7 made MPD numbers. Top 10.
Oh.
Nice. So, like, they sold well.
Yeah, you apparently don't expect them. Crash was only on there for a couple days.
Oh, okay.
And it made, like, top 5 or something.
Jeez.
Oh, it was only... Yeah, there...
It was, like, one big hit.
Boosh. Yeah, because I listened to their podcast, too, when they were talking. And, yeah, they're like, holy shit, like, Crash was only... Like, the numbers would have only counted for a couple days because when it came out, it was, like, at the end of the month or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Hot damn.
Because it also MPD now starts including digital, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, now that digital is getting included, we're going to see different games in that top 10.
Probably.
Probably, I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good, yeah. And then they were all surprised that people gave a shit about Tekken.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, Tekken sold so well.
I don't think so. It's been huge in the fighting game scene, like in Evo and stuff. And it looked good, right? Like, we watched the little bit you watched it.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Yeah. It's
one of the more realistic looking ones.
Yeah, Twitch wise, it seems to work.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't get to 7 just like for no reason. Yeah.
That's true.
And it seems like it's developing a good fighting scene kind of thing.
Mm.
Like, tournaments got to make money, right?
Yeah.
Like, people have to make money in order for them to try to train in that game.
Yeah. And it, as a fighting game, I feel like it has a different feel, like, compared to like Street Fighter or BlazBlue. Like, kind of probably scratches an itch for like different set of people.
Mm.
So it'll have its own audience and whatnot.
That's true.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. All right. Cool. Now we're going to go back to Splatoon 2.
Hot damn.
Probably.
Jamie, you gonna go back to Splatoon 2? Sure. Oh, you don't have a Switch. What?
I guess I'll just go back to Destiny.
Oh, God. Oh. Just bend your...
Oh, man.
Just possessed into a demon.
Anyways, thanks for joining us. We're out.
Peace. Bye.